you would, turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. We're having a baptism today, and I feel like it's appropriate to ask one simple question. Who is it that gets baptized? Well, the simple question is really answered throughout Scripture. In John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on his name." As many as received. Hear that word? Received. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, it states this, "So then, those who had received his word were baptized." Oh, there must be a key, huh? Receiving the Son of God. Receiving the Word of God. We understand, according to Acts chapter 18, verse 8, Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord and all his household. And many of the Corinthians, when they heard, were believing and being baptized. We know that faith, believing, receiving, all those are the same word, basically. And that is that with all of our hearts, we believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. We have actually chosen to die ourselves to ourselves and to be raised into the newness of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 8, it reads this way as it begins to talk about many who were believing. And if you look in verse 12, it's just a great summary verse of who it is that should be baptized. "But when they believed, Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were" what? Being baptized. Men and women alike. Those who believe. Repeatedly it's revealed. As the Ethiopian eunuch says, "Look, there's water. What prevents me from being baptized?" This one manuscript conveys, "Nothing if you believe with all of your heart." And so we understand that it is the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, and we are baptized. So who is baptized? Those who believe. Well, Father, we give you thanks for the clarity of your word, and Lord, for the direction in which you give us. Lord, we thank you for those that believe with all of their heart and want to proclaim this faith to the world. They are not ashamed that they are children of God, that they have received the love of God, that they are walking in the truth of God, and that they have made Jesus Christ Lord of their life. They are proclaiming, "We believe." We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.